A coalition of 169 hunting, fishing, and outdoor enthusiasts say they've been robbed by the budget amendment passed without debate in the early morning hours last Friday. It would no longer require land purchased by local governments and nonprofits through the Stewardship Fund to be open for public recreation. Jeff Nania of the Wisconsin Waterfall Association says one legislator who he wouldn't name poo-pooed the amendment.
So it's not a big deal, and went on to say how this really wouldn't mean much. And I said, you know what? If this doesn't mean anything, why is it there? Everybody in that room betrayed the trust of the room that worked so hard for this.
The amendment was crafted by the Joint Finance Committee, not the DNR. Attempts to contact a few members of Joint Finance came up empty. DNR spokesman Adam Collins says he can't speak for Joint Finance.
I think the history shows that the DNR has always managed this stewardship program towards increasing public access.
Democratic Representative Mary Hubler of Rice Lake thinks this change will go down in flames.
When we use taxpayer dollars to purchase land for the public, whether it's for hunting, fishing, trapping, hiking, cross-country skiing, because they've paid for it, should be able to have access to it. And if you don't like that policy, you don't, in the middle of the night, put an amendment in the budget and not let the public express their opinion on it.
The amendment overturns a 2007 agreement between conservation groups and the legislature to allow stewardship fund land access unless there is a safety problem. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.